and excited to have on the line a guy who, it's not everybody that you can say is an iconic voice of a city, iconic voice of, let's say, the Chicago Cubs, right? Because he is the resident anthem singer there for the Chicago Cubs. And you've seen him on every single network available. And even though he is the world's, he is definitely ours as well here in Chicago. John Vincent, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's great to have you. It's great to have you. As we get into one of our all-American holidays, the bat signal goes out and John Vincent is there. And I wanted to ask you, you know, and for the listeners out there, you know, they may have seen you at different sporting events, certainly the Cubs singing the national anthem. You're so identified with that and the stylings for it. But just from a singing standpoint, is the national anthem something that you enjoy singing? Is it just something that you have a talent for? Because it is one of the more difficult songs to sing.
I enjoy singing it. I don't like listening to my own voice, but I do enjoy singing it, of course.
Coming up, you are going to be, it's one thing for an iconic sporting event, let's say a World Series or something like that, and the anticipation is there. Coming up for our very own Northwestern Wildcats, you're going to be singing the national anthem on September 11th, right? You know, which is a day, obviously, that holds so much meaning for the country, for everything. And it, I think it just amplifies what the anthem means and how that goes. How do you approach the singing of the national anthem? Obviously, people make those connections to the Frank Sinatra stylings. Of course, for the listeners, Frank Sinatra could never sing the national anthem the way that John Vincent can. But as you approach it, do you give it thought, or do you say it's not broke, don't fix it the way that I do it? Or for a special event like this that has just a different meaning, do you adjust things?
I'm assuming I'll be singing with the Great Northwestern Band on, like we do. So that's always fun to sing with a band. When I sing at Wrigley and other venues, you know, it's a cappella. And I always take the anthem the same way. I don't think, you know, with the band, we hold free that long. And that's one thing I like talking about and don't like talking about, because a lot of people are divided on why I hold free. They think I'm showboating. I've had people reach out to me personally and attack it, I guess, is the word, or say they don't like it. And I tell them the same thing every time. I do it because Freedom for Humanity. And that's it. That's it. And that's the only reason why. I just want to see everybody happy. I know that's not probably what you can do, but it seemed like it got the fans excited. And I do it for humanity. It's free. Oh. I want humanity free, and I want people happy. Well, at the end of the day, there's too much sadness and pain around here, and we need to be happier. And we need to stick up for everyone and give everybody the chance they deserve.
Yeah, there is no question. It sets the stage not only for whatever event that you're preceding, but also it kind of just, I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, the national anthem, I think, is great no matter who does it. You know, it's an iconic song, and it's kind of great to have that variety where you have maybe an American Idol singer or maybe some kids or some other things. And so I'm open to all of it. I'm not one of those purists that thinks it is one thing or isn't another thing. But when a John Vincent comes out there and does it, you know that you were there, you remember it. But here's the other thing about it too, and even though it is the way that people identify you, that it doesn't define you. So share with the listeners, because so on the Sinatra side, and people think of you as a Sinatra stylist, and I've got to say, I don't think there's anybody that can capture the stylings of Frank Sinatra more than a John Vincent. But even, and of course, here we have Sinatra Hours on WGN. It's a hit program. Dave Plyer hosts it for me in another life, hosting morning shows on other stations. We were the Sinatra station. So my connection and familiarity with Frank Sinatra, it's there. And you obviously love it. Being able to emulate that, but you do so much more. Talk about, for those listeners that may not know it, that may not have visited with you at Ditka's for all those years or seen you play a full concert live, you do so many other artists.
Yeah, I do about 26 different voices, and I have to credit that to Coach Ditka. When I first started, said to me, he's like, Johnny, try this voice and try that one, and I went in singing the same six Frank Sinatra songs over and over again until the people that worked at Ditka's ears were bleeding, saying, hey, we got to learn some new songs. And like I said, Coach was the one who said, you know, can you sing this one? Can you try that one? And I ventured off into Johnny Cash, Louis Armstrong, and all that. And he set such a stage for me, Coach and Mrs. Ditka set such a stage for me to further my career. The Cubs saw me singing at Ditka's, and it gave me an opportunity to sing there. Also, I had the honor to sing for Michael Jordan and the Wizards when he played in D.C. Back in 2003. I sang the anthem there, and that was because somebody saw me at Ditka's sang for the Bulls, the Sox, the Packers, the Bears, Northwestern, Duke, North Carolina at Duke, and a bunch of other great events. So I'm very lucky, and I'm very grateful, and to be able to do other voices and people wanting to hear me sing, I'm very grateful. I'm just grateful. That's all.
Well, yeah, but you deserve a lot of gratitude from us too. And even though there are so many different voices that you're able to do and do well and entertain people with, I think that you personally embody Chicago in a bunch of different ways. I think I read that you traveled in, you know, during that Olympic bid time, and you actually sang for that, where you were sort of as an ambassador, as a vocal and singing ambassador, you were representing Chicago.
Yeah, I got really lucky there. They asked me to go out there, and I had the honor to be with all those athletes, from Brandi Chastain, who took about 5 minutes to talk to my niece, who was playing soccer at that time, to Bart Connor and Nadia Comaneci and the Kembe Mutombo, and just so many great athletes. And it was just so cool to see everybody from Chicago out there. Then President Obama was there, and Michelle Obama, and Oprah, and Mayor Daley, and all these other people. It was just a great experience, and I was very lucky to be there.
It's crazy, right, John? And let the listeners know we're talking with the iconic voice of so many great Cubs moments and other moments. He'll be there front and center with the band on September 11th with our very own Northwestern Wildcats. John Vincent is with. Does it ever surprise you? You know, you think about those World Series moments, and that was certainly something that we all shared together with you and through that playoff run for the Cubs. But other than that, have you ever kind of pinched yourself just to where just singing where it's taken you?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up a Cubs fan on the South Side. My mom and dad are from Italy, and they met here in Chicago on an Italian mixer back in the day. I'm saying early 60s. I grew up a Cubs fan, and to be able to sing on the field for the World Series was crazy. And I give all that credit to Mr. Ricketts and Mr. Crane Kenny for giving me that chance, because, you know, Major League Baseball wanted a celebrity. They didn't want me to sing. They wanted a celebrity to sing. And the Cubs said, hey, he's our singer. And that was just amazing. And then to get a ring was just amazing. And yeah, that's the pinch me moment. I couldn't believe. You know, that was the one, like, I couldn't believe.
Well, you pinch yourself for some of those moments, but I'm sure a lot of people pinch you when they see you see on social media, and you're prolific with it, and you're just so open to kind of sharing what it is that you do, because you're as excited about what it is that you're doing and getting to do as the people are excited to see you not only succeed, but to get with you. And before the September 11th, where people will see you at Northwestern at the game, you're going to be with us on September 8th over at the Hilton Asmus Gallery for an exhibit that's going to be there, and for the Bright Space Agency and some other things. You'll be stopping by and visiting, and so those people are going to be excited to see you. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on in the program, and some things about the exhibit as well. You mentioned an Italian mixer. We are going to have, when we come back from the break, John Vincent, we're going to have your friends, your partners from the Astor Club. And I was excited when I heard about this, is that not only so people can see you at all these different events, whether it's the Hilton Asmus Gallery, whether it's the Northwestern game, whether it's the Cubs game, but it's nice to have, especially since you've left Ditka's, is to have sort of a home base, right? A place where people can know that they can go and have an experience and have a John Vincent experience as well. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get some of your we're going to get, I think, Adam and is it Victoria, we're going to try to get them on from Italy calling in, and then we'll be able to talk a little bit, just kind of a little teaser into some of the things that are going to be coming up at the Astor Club. So John, hold tight, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more with John Vincent. It's staying on 720 WGN. On the line with us, we've got an international call where we have both John Vincent. We've been talking with him a little bit about his amazing career and experiences, and of course that voice that people either hear and see on television for features, or at the Cubs game, or Northwestern coming up on September 11th, or at the Hilton Asmus Gallery on the 8th. And wouldn't it be great to have a place to come and visit him, of course, now that he's not at Ditka's anymore as the resident person, and that place is, fans, it is coming. And so, John, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. And I wanted to say there's two places. One is RBI's, Rizzo's Bar and Inn, across the street from Wrigley, where I did my Christmas shows before COVID. And we'll be doing shows again this year. And that's right by Wrigley, in Wrigley, which is an area I love, obviously. And then with the Astor Club here. So here, introduce Adam and Victoria. Sorry to jump in.
Oh, no, that's okay. And so Adam Bilter and Victoria, you guys are on the line here. And not only, you know, do we want to thank you for putting this together with the idea, the brainchild for it, but having a place, obviously, where we can enjoy the great John Vincent live on a regular basis. But talk a little bit about, if you could, guys, for just the inspiration of what it is. It isn't just a venue. It is something very Chicago, something very special.
Sure. Thanks for having us on. And we're very excited about Astor Club. And it's a private members only social club in Chicago. And we're already in operation. We already have members and we're finalizing everything with our venue. And yeah, you're right. We're going to be doing not only is it going to be a place where people can come and see and hear Johnny sing, but we're also going to be heavily involved with the community and the neighborhood and doing neighborhood beautification projects and having charity events. So there's a lot of good things that are going to be coming from it.
You know, Adam, talk about the vibe, because Chicago has a love affair not only with architecture, but also with some of those great acts and iconic acts that John maybe is associated with sort of Sinatra in those eras, and just the kind of that club scene. And I've seen some of the pictures. We'll have some at WGNradio.com. But talk a little bit about not only just the location, who's going to be there, but this general vibe that you guys are planning for the Astor Club.
Well, it's definitely going to be an exclusive place, and it's kind of going to be the place where you gotta see it to believe it, because, you know, the people that we've had visit so far, the common reaction is goosebumps. People walk in there and they can't believe what they see, and it's just an incredible vibe, and it just fits with Johnny so well. I had reached out to him just because I'm a huge fan of his music. And, you know, it just seems like a perfect fit. So we're incredibly excited and honored to have him perform there.
And Adam, for you guys on sort of a history and legacy standpoint, this facility has been a home to some iconic performers, right? If you want to share a few, I know that John shared some of them, but just some of the people who've been there before. And so there's a lot of history there.
Sure. Yeah, the location is pretty historic. It's been around since the 60s, and we're finalizing everything as far as that's concerned. But it's been host before to Frank Sinatra, also the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Audrey Hepburn. We actually, Victoria and I, spent some time at the Chicago Library just looking through old newspaper clippings. Through old microfiche and microfilm, and we didn't even have enough time to go through all the clippings of all the celebrities that they mentioned that had visited there in the past.
It's cool to have some of that history, like, with you in the room, but also, you know, in this day and age, you're going to want, whether it's an advanced sound system or maybe some of the creature comforts that people have known have come to maybe appreciate from things. So, John, if you could share a little bit on the sound system side, are there things there that you appreciate that, you know, people that see you in other places, you know, they love what it is that you do, and you're a versatile performer and can do almost anything, but to have a home base, are you going to kind of outfit it maybe in a custom way for just you?
Well, I work for Adam and Victoria, so that's their call. I've been very blessed with working for, you know, RBI, the Rizzo family, Michael and Andrew Rizzo, and working with the Cubs and working with Ditka's and now working with the Astor Club, that, hey, I know my place. I sing, you know, and I'm supposed to entertain, and that's all I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm there for, to make people either enjoy the music, forget their troubles, and just have a good time. So whatever venue that is, the people who employ me, I'm good with. As long as it's like, hey, sing this, we want you to sing here. And if I like it and it feels good, I'm ready to go. And I have no problem. I'd rather be an employee than a boss, because I'd rather just sing. Yeah. I'd rather just sing and do that. That's my thing.
So, well, Adam, I got
really lucky with three great bosses, starting with Coach Ditka and going to, you know, Andrew and Michael and at RBI's. And we'll be singing there again, doing some fun stuff, maybe some karaoke parties with prizes and everything like that, and Christmas shows. And then here comes you know, Adam and Victoria in this wonderful establishment. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's like you're walking into the time of the Rat Pack, and it's all original. And it was goosebumps when I walked in there. Adam is so correct. It's amazing the stuff you see in there, the grand piano, the look, the everything from the 60s and the whole speakeasy feel. And I think it's going to be something really special that they have there.
I'm just
lucky to be part of it.
Yeah, it sounds very Chicago. And Adam, obviously in Victoria, you guys have the entertainment part of it down. You got that. And before we let you go, of course, we'll have links up on some of those pictures as well. But talk about the other thing, like as far as like the food or maybe some of the other things that'll be built into it. The entertainment side, it sounds like you've got that locked down. What other things can people look forward to?
Sure, there'll be lots of cool options there, including, you know, food and drinks and the live music. We're going to be doing some other cool things like charity events and fashion shows and like you had mentioned, we're you know, the food and the drink are an important part of it, and we're actually on a research trip right now, meeting with our kind of honorary executive chef, who's a fourth generation Italian chef here in Bellagio in Lake Como, Italy. And also meeting with a couple of mixologists here to have some custom drinks made just for Astor Club.
That's exciting. So I know it's not Labor Day in Italy, but I think I'm kind of curious. What are you guys going to do? You know that it's Labor Day here, and if you guys are there, are you going to celebrate in any way in Lake Como? Are you going to be doing any Labor Day related celebrating there while you're overseas?
Yeah, we'll be We'll say chin chin and salute to you know, while we're here and celebarate a little bit, of course.
I can see Adam,
but can't wait to get back to Chicago. We love the city, and can't wait to get back to our neighborhood as well.
Yeah, I can see Adam there at Lake Como in Italy with a Weber, cooking some smoky links and some other stuff just for Labor Day. As we let you give some links, I know there's not all the information is out, but there is some cool stuff and a site and some promos and certainly some really great pictures. So as we let you guys go, give information, give the website where people can go.
Sure. The website is AstorClubChicago.com. And our social media is Astor Club Chicago. You can find us on Instagram. And we'll be posting a lot more information about when we're going to be actually opening the location and all that good stuff and more information about Johnny's schedule and when people can come see him and hear him sing.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and we'll have links up. And John, as we let you go before then, I know we're going to see you on the 8th. We'll see you out at the Hilton Asmus Gallery, and then, of course, all of the Northwestern fans will see you on September 11th at the game there. But where else can people see you before, or maybe in the near future, or maybe a website where they can just kind of check in on what's going on with you?
www.johnvincentlive.com, and then besides the Astor Club and some private events, we'll be doing a karaoke party where there's, you know, prizes and everything at RBI's at Rizzo's Bar and Inn, and then also at Juliana's restaurant on Peterson and Lincoln. Those will be out there and posted. And then there'll be some other nights and some Christmas shows I think we'll be doing again at RBI's. So right there in Wrigley, which is probably my favorite place to be in Chicago, by Wrigley or in Wrigley. And then the Astor Club, which I'm really excited about. And then other private events and Cubs games, always love that.
We'll keep people posted on that, on the Astor Club and everything going on. Don't make it Christmas yet, John Vincent. It's still summer. It's still Labor Day
That's
weekend.
Right.
But
You're
thanks,
right.
Thanks.
I'm rushing it.
Thanks, guys, for everything you're doing. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.